Recorded.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Jeff. Welcome to the Florida Building Commission's Hurricane Research Advisory Committee meeting of March 12, 2024. Jeff Blair will review the virtual meeting participation process and then conduct a roll call. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait to speak until opportunities are offered to you, and please state your name each time you do, and committee members when making and seconding motions. All right, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and conduct the roll call. Chairman Boyer.
Present.
Sergio Escunce.
Present.
Joe Belcher.
Here.
Commissioner Compton. Ann Cope.
Hey, Jeff, it's Eric Stafford. I'm here for Ann.
Okay, Eric is Ann's designated alternate, so I'll mark as present. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. Mark Michelson. I think they're Jen Hatfield. Oh, Mark, you're here after all.
Yep.
Okay, great, thanks. Craig Perino.
Here.
John Plissich.
Present.
Rebecca Quinn. All right, Mike Savage.
I'm here.
Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Okay, Commissioner Schock.
Here.
Jeff Schnellman. Vince Sejas.
Here.
Commissioner Swope.
Here.
All right, let me just check one more time on those who did not respond. Commissioner Compton. Rebecca Quinn. And Jeff Schnellman. I think those are the only three, so that should mean 13. I count 14 somehow. What are we missing here? All right, Commissioner Compton's not here, and Rebecca Quinn and Jeff. We have 13 present, Mr. Chairman, so clearly we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Do you want to review staff?
Sure. We've got Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Bogle from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. Turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, Jeff. So now we're going to move into the review and approval of the meeting agenda. The objective of today's meeting are the approval of the regular procedural topics, the agenda, and the minutes, review and approval of the research work plan for fiscal year 2023 and 2024, and public HRAC member and staff comments. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted and presented? We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Jeff, I think we had another participant join us.
Okay, I see Jeff Schnellman was here, so we should count him on that vote. So we have 14. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Next, we'll move to the review and approval of June 16, 2023 meeting minutes. Unless there are any corrections or revisions to the meeting minutes, is there a motion to approve the June 16, 2023 meeting minutes as posted and presented?
Then say also move.
Second.
Or second by say also.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Jeff, I'm going to leave it to you to figure out who that first and second were, because it was a bit of a garble, but we clearly had a first and a second.
Okay, thanks. All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Yes, sir. At this time, Jeff Blair will facilitate the meeting. from this point, including introducing the agenda items, committee members, questions and discussions, public comment, and committee actions. Jeff?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. So our really only substantive agenda item today is to review, discuss, and approve the proposed research work plan for fiscal year 24-25. And Mo Madani, would you please review the work plan with us? And then if there's any questions, we'll take questions. If there are any public comment, we'll take public comment, and then we'll ask for a motion to approve that. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. Jim, can you share screen, please? All right. Okay, well, here we are. I think a majority of you have seen this before, but I'll go over it again with regard to our research, mainly scheme and what we're looking for in a research project. As you see here, we have a definition of what a research project or, and mainly we're looking for research projects that aimed at studying specific code-related issues, topic for the purpose of providing solutions to specific problems or future code change directed at improving the implementation and enforcement of the FCC. So it's really we're focusing on topics related to the FCC specific subject matter. The issue of research, which we normally we want to undertake, it has to be the issue has to be clear with specific research goals. So we want to know what we're trying to accomplish, and with a clear specific scope of work approach, how we're going to do it, and a specific budget. Also, we have another way of doing some research, which is technical enrichment, which is really, we have not done so many of those. These are really tied to when we have a complex issue that needs to be evaluated. Normally, in order to do that, you know, we take it through the technical advisory committee or workshops or, rely on participants, so experts, etc., to formulate some kind of a guidelines and, in terms of implementation to help users, designers, architects, and building officials in terms of the implementation of such a complex issue. We have done this once throughout the years, had to do with the accessibility and the requirement for vertical accessibility for theaters, and so we came up with a guideline to show how the seats need to be distributed and become vertically accessible. So that's really one thing we have done that I recall throughout the years. Now, the criteria for funding. First of all, as you see, we look for funding a research project that is fall within the definition of the research that I just mentioned or a technical enrichment. Also, we have been for some time now focusing on research projects that is tailored towards hurricane resistance research, mainly specific to water intrusion and wind resistance. So we're focusing on that in terms of what in terms of the criteria for funding. The other thing is that urgency and immediacy. We need to support the development of the 2026 FCC. As you know, we are starting the work on the 2026 update to the Florida Building Code. So any research project that can help in towards the development of the 2026 will become a priority and urgency. So those will take precedence. Also note that project proposals required for support of implementation and enforcement of the 2026 FBC will be funded by the Commission and will not be included in the prioritization ranking exercise. So that's really something that really, it could be legislative directed, or it could be that the Commission has an interest in. So those things will be done anyway. So, and I'll speak on that shortly. We'll go over this. So, now the research work plan. How are we going to do this? I think really we have worked on throughout the years in terms of how we want to go about determining which research project we're going to fund. So first, as you see, we have our meeting today, which is to go over the work plan. So the work plan is going to start by mainly giving anybody an opportunity to propose a topic for research. And we're looking for mainly as a research topic that's clear, with a clear definition of a problem. So it has to be something that's, first of all, is clear and critical and needed. And also, we welcome any available technical data, research, support the topic. Those will be helpful to the committee to really to make determination. So with regard to the topic, so we're looking for research topics. We're going to give everybody mainly from today or tomorrow, actually, March 13th to March 31st, 2024, for you to email me as staff the topic of research that you would like to be considered through this research program that we have. So after we get all the topics, we mainly compile them and then make them available to you for review in advance of the meeting. The plan is to do that April 5th, 2024. So I will, by that date or even before, we will make the list available to you. Then the plan is to have a meeting for the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee, April 17, 2024. At this meeting, mainly we will review and discuss proposed research topics and make determination regarding which research topic meets the criteria for funding. So you will be able to tell the proponents, hey, you know, your research does meet the funding criteria that we talked about earlier, and so on. So this is mainly, at this point, will be the defining which research meets the funding criteria. Then, after that, the plan is for those research projects that meet the funding criteria that by May 3rd, 2024, they will be given an opportunity to propose or submit a scope of work for those research topics. The scope of work, it has to really be very clear and detailed. So we'll have an introduction, summary of statements outlining the main purpose of the research project, the specific tasks to be performed, objective of each task, the approach to each task, the technical approach, how is things going to be done, the staffing, who's going to do the work, the project budget, what are we talking about dollar-wise, and then deliverables. Interim final report. Then, after we get those proposals, the scope of work, we call it, then those will be made available to you, and and the plan is to have another meeting May 27, 2024, and mainly this meeting will be to consider and recommend list of research projects for consideration by the commission. So you will, based on the scope of work that's been provided for these projects, you will come up with a prioritization list that, you know, you feel that, you know, the commission should consider. And that's really your recommendation. We'll go to the commission June 18, 2024 meeting. The commission will be meeting in June, and then the commission will decide which research project will be funded. And the plan is between June and July 2024 is to mainly work with the PR, the institution, or the project principal investigator to mainly improve on the scope of work and do a contract for implementation. August 2024, you know, if all goes all right, that will be the start of the contract. Normally the contract is for 1 year, and to be completed by June 15, 2025 in this case. Funding is, as always, is contingent upon a budget appropriation, and that money has to be spent within the fiscal year. That's really the work plan. Any question on the work plan at this point?
Does any work group member have any questions about the proposed work plan itself, the schedule?
Hey, Jeff, this is Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I think May 27th might be a Memorial Day holiday, so I might want to move that one a different day.
Agreed.
No problem. I'll see what I can do. Okay. Do you have a preference? If you want the next day, or you are, or
we? I can't do the next day. That's why we moved it to the 27th. We'll have to do it the week before, probably.
No problem. I'll come up with a date, and we'll make sure we'll try again next time. See if it's already okay with it. Any other questions?
Yes, question, comment. This is John Plisich. FEMA just did a Hurricane Ian MAP Mitigation Assessment Team report. It was just published in December of 2023. Within there, there are a few recommendations in there for potential research. We've done this in the past. FEMA is not a research agency. In the past, we have submitted some research proposals for research to FDC through the HRAC. So I just wanted to, again, ask slash comment on, in the past, there has been some Florida universities that have taken up some of those research recommendations, and they were the ones then to go back and develop the scopes of work and all the things that you need. I'm just kind of prepping you. Is that something that you would be able to work with your universities to potentially take up some of what is decided upon by the HRAC as moving forward? Would they be able to potentially take up some of those and create documents that you need, because we are not in a position to do that?
Well, sure, as always, we, you know, based on the topics and the interests of the group and the committee, we make those topics available to the education institution within the state. We wanted the work to be done by in-state, so we have University of Florida, we have FIU, we have other institutions. So we, you know, we make those available, and so, you know, if there's, you know, interest in any of these groups to do the research stuff. Yeah, we'll work together too, you know, if you know any, you know, you have, if you, John, if you know any specific university or principal investigator that is willing to work on that, sure, you know, let me know. But yeah, we'll make these topics available, sure, to whoever is interested in
them. Sure. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And any other questions from committee members? All right, is there anybody from the public that would like to comment on the research work plan? All it's on the table at this point. Anybody from the public wish to comment on the work plan? All right, then coming back to the committee, unless there's any other questions or discussion, I think we'd be in a posture to accept the motion to approve the work plan for the fiscal year.
Can say a motion to approve contingent on the movement of the May 27th date?
Okay.
We have a first and a second.
Second.
Shot. I'll second.
And we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Well, Chairman, I have another thing to go over. We'll see here. Well, you know, as you know, the legislature, so they have just concluded the legislative session for 2024, and you know, it's still really some of the legislations are not yet clear, but from what I have you know, concluded, from what's going on, we could end with three research projects that already to, you know, and I'll go over them. One research project is, I think, will come from House Bill 267. This research project is energy code related, which deals with entrances, attics, and there's some criteria for compliance that's really trying to revise the prescriptive compliance of the energy code, and it's directing the commission that the commission shall review and consider this section and any technical changes thereto and report such findings to the legislature by December 31st, 2024. This is going to require research and determination and putting together a report. So that if, you know, in terms of the money, what's available for research, as you know, we get about $400,000. So this one research project is going to be one of those that priority we have to do. So while we're doing our selection of research topics and research projects, we have to take into consideration what really fund is available. And that's something we can talk about at the next meeting. But for now, just let you know that it was being put really before us. So, that's one project. Yes.
Can I ask a question on that topic real quick?
Sure.
This is Jim Shaw. You know, these research projects were limited to hurricane, wind, things of that nature. And so those funds would have been limited to that. Is there a chance that we can get additional funds for additional research that's outside that scope?
Well, believe me, we did ask for money, but they didn't give us any. So that's something that the commission has to work out. You know, okay. We did ask for additional money. So we did point out that certain funds is needed to these research projects, but they didn't really, I've never seen any budget allocation. We'll see as we move forward. But at this point, I just want to let you know what's really the commission has before it and how it's really gonna.
Okay, it was just a thought because I know how tight the money can be sometimes.
Yeah, I understand. I believe me. I understand. Yeah. So no problem. Thank you for that. The other project that. It's really in House Bill 1021. This has to do specific to condos. And what this research project is directing the commission, the Florida Building Commission, shall perform a study on a standard to prevent water intrusion into a tracks of sliding glass door, including the consideration of devices designed to further prevent such water intrusion. And they want us to put to mainly do a report that goes to the legislature by December 1, 2024. So this is a project that we will be talking about. I know this legislation is already enrolled, so we will have to really, probably by the time we meet, I will have more information in terms of, the work and all that. So this is another project we need to really think about and understand that the resources that are available we'll have to fund this research project. The third one, which is really, this is coming from the structural TAC. As you know, we have the, it's concern raised with regard to the windborne debris region definition has changed under the 2023 code, and the structural TAC in February took up this issue, and they have put together a recommendation to the commission, which will be taken up in April 16, which is mainly a request that the commission, they recommended, mainly approve reverting the definition of the windborne debris region to the 2020 code, and really then do a study, research study, to be commissioned for a science, to come up with the science-based analysis of the issue. And that also, it depends on how it goes with the commission and all that. It's another project that could be a potential for research and could also use some of the available funds. But I just wanted to bring this to your attention to let you know what we're talking about, what we're dealing with. Any question about this?
Mo, I've got a question for you. You had mentioned that we have roughly a budget of $400,000 for these research projects. Is the funding source for that solely the funds from the legislature or that they've set aside?
Yeah, that's really something they allocate in the budget for us to do research every year.
Okay, thank you.
That's a legislative, an allocation, budget allocation.
Then I guess if there's no additional questions from our committee members regarding the work plan, and obviously these are all pending legislative that have to be signed by the governor, et cetera, so we'll know more after the commission meeting, especially when the commission has a chance to discuss the structural tech where we sit. Is there any other questions before I kind of review the next steps and we conclude the meeting? All right, well, I think that the big thing is, of course, Mo reviewed the work plan, and you folks have until March 31st to submit their topics for research funding, and then our next meeting is April 17th, at which point the committee will then review those and make some determinations on what meets the definition, so that those projects go to the next step, which, of course, would be developing the full scope of work and proposals for our consideration sometime toward the end of May. Where we do our annual prioritization, research project prioritization exercise based on what we have to fund, what we have discretion to fund, and how much money there is. So that's the next steps. Any questions for group members? All right. Is there any other comments from the public and or the TAC? Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you to adjourn us.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Just want to take a minute and thank all the committee members for their time and certainly for public to to join us, obviously a very important committee. We are adjourned. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
This conference is no longer being recorded.